Good morning. My guest this morning is Dave Barry from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So, the weekend of January 14th and 15th, a busy one at the Laguna de Santa Rosa. Talk about what's going on.
Absolutely. So, Saturday is their Duck Days open house.
Duck Days.
So, every second Saturday of the month, they have an open house themed differently. And this one's on ducks and waterfowl, perfect for wintertime weather and the weather we're having today, lots of rain and ducks like that. So all day long, there's events at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, you know, headquarters for children, for adults, little walks to look at. And then at 3 p.m. on Saturday, I'll be given a waterfowl presentation for about an hour, hour and a half on all the waterfowl that inhabit the Laguna de Santa Rosa.
How did you happen to become involved in waterfowl as much as to be able to make a sort of a seminar about it?
Well, grew up with birds, grew up in Sonoma County.
Uh-huh.
I find it fascinating. I'm a certified naturalist, and a bird that can stay in water all day and then take off and fly 40 miles an hour fascinated me. So I started studying them.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, I only study the birds that come to my feeders. And there are some that I've had to go back to the book for this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every year is different. You know, you get different vagrants that come every year.
So then this goes through to Sunday the 15th as well.
Correct. So on Sunday at usually sunrise around 7, we'll have a walking and driving tour of usually 2, possibly 3 locations within the Laguna de Santa Rosa where we'll go and look and try to identify the waterfowl that we did the video presentation of the day before.
Do you see many waterfowl in just a day of being around the foundation and working on the premises and so on? Are they coming over now? Are some of them down and nesting and so on?
Absolutely. This time of year, you see a lot of waterfowl, and a lot of waterfowl in Sonoma County. A lot of people probably drive by and never notice, but they're here. Especially in the wintertime, migration bring down lots of them. Not nesting yet, but there are birds that start their pair bonding this time of year. And otherwise, it's just staying down here for wintertime and staying out of the snow and ice.
I suspect this isn't hunting season.
It is. It is. And it goes on until the end of January.
So what does that mean for you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, nothing. You know,
they're off someplace else.
Yeah. The birds know where to go. They're not...
Right.
Unintelligent. So they know where's a safe place and a nice place to rest is and where a place that you probably shouldn't be at is.
Right. Is what you're saying that there's no real conflict between hunters and an organization like the foundation?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think there's probably extremists that, you know, could be on either side of the road, if you will.
Right.
But I myself, I'm a hunter and a member of Ducks Unlimited and California Waterfowl Association, as well as a certified naturalist. So I see the whole picture of conservation rather than just a separate window of it.
Right. Well, it is true that bird hunting is probably one of the earliest hunting activities known to human beings.
Right. Right. And, not to mention the collection of the feathers for different various, not just art forms, but tools, too.
What animals are on the foundation grounds these days?
Oh,
what do you
man.
See when you go
well,
out?
Well, river otters, and they're making a big return because we're getting healthier waterways.
Yeah.
Mink, they're a little more secretive, kind of hard to find, but they're out there. Raccoons, of course, possums, skunks, gray fox, bobcat, coyote.
So it might be worth getting just a little bit wet out there to be able to see nature right before your very eyes there.
Absolutely.
On the foundation's grounds.
Absolutely. And crepuscular. So get up right at sunrise and stay out until sunset, and you're going to see a lot more wildlife.
Great. Dave, thanks very much for coming in. And let's tell people to contact the foundation. Here's the telephone number, 527-9277, extension 100, or online, LagunaDeSantaRosaFoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.